So today is a Tuesday. I got a late start, late jump this morning. I took my daughter to school with her friend, and we had to circle back to the house because she forgot some stuff. Had to walk George this morning, but it was a lightning storm out there. Poor guy had a seizure last night. My boy George. Gets him once in a while, this little poodle thing. And, you know, there's not much we could do about it. However, supposedly there's some natural oil that is good for the pooch. So, you know, we're gonna check that out. But it's been a rough morning. I'm stuck behind the train now. And this is the latest I've ever gotten out to the road with my morning commute to Morristown. But we're gonna have a special guest on the show today. Yeah. I just got a third follower. His name is Billy Collins. He's a gym teacher. He's a coach. And good guy. Interesting guy. Interesting. You'll see why.
Hello,
Billy Collins. Is that you? Hello, Billy. Hello, Billy.
I can't hear you.
Oh, no. Billy, come on. Something's going on here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Billy. Hello. Billy. What's going on here, Anchor?
Hello.
Hello, Billy. Come on, Bill. You got to put the volume up, pal.
Hello.
Ah, come on.
Hello?
Hello, Billy.
Oh, look at this. It works.
Ah, nice. My first guest, Billy Collins.
This
How
is
are
like
you?
Great. Technology. I feel so smart.
Oh, man. You know what? You're the perfect person to talk about commuting because you got a nice long commute, right?
Pearl River to New Rochelle.
But, I mean, you got some serious traffic going over the Tappan Zee Bridge, right?
Well, yeah. I go down 9W, and then I go to that roundabout, reach around, or whatever you want to call it. And, that roundabout thing is always jammed up. And I'm about a mile away from it, so in about 1 minute, I'll be able to tell everybody listening, all those millions of people, if it's backed up or not.
You know, it's interesting. I was giving a little intro, I said that you're my third follower on the show. But I did see when I was inviting you to call in that there's a fourth follower on there. I have no idea who they are. How cool is that?
Wow. You're going to have to advertise this.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to... Andy Garcia keeps pressuring me. He's here, by the way. He keeps pressuring me to get one of the signs to put on my car because I keep telling everybody else that they need to advertise their business and drive around in traffic.
Wow. Andy Garcia? Wow. He's part of this?
Yeah, he's here.
Well, that's big time, even though I don't know what he's done lately, but yeah.
Well, I've done a lot. I've done a lot lately. I don't know what you've done. What have you been doing?
I don't see you anywhere on anything new.
I have a couple of things coming out. I'm working on a new movie called Cocoon Part 2.
Cocoon Part 2?
Yes, Cocoon Part 2. Would you like to be in it?
What do you play?
I think you qualify. Would you like to be in it?
Why? Oh, because I just hit 50, so now I qualify.
Oh, did you hit 50? You look fantastic, by the way.
So,
how long is your commute every morning?
My commute going in is probably an hour. Coming home is probably like 40 minutes.
So, is it like, does it sometimes get to become a parking lot?
No. Well, it's weird, but today, let me see. I'm just about to hit that entry point on 9W. North, and it's not as backed up as it's been. There was a lot of rubbernecking that first day that the bridge was open. Yeah, no, it's back up. Yeah, it's back up. Not as bad as the other day.
So what do you? What's the slowest you end up going in your commute?
Oh, I've had 2-hour commutes.
But like miles per hour, like what's the slowest you go? Parking lot, or have you been in a parking lot?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, stop. Full stop sometimes.
So you notice? Like
it's 7:32, and I'll let you know how long it takes me to get around this thing. So it's 7:32, and then I'll we'll keep talking, and then I'll let you know.
And how do you? What do you usually do during these commutes? Like, how do you survive this? You've been doing this for how many years now?
From Pearl River, 12 years, 13 years.
12 years in this commute, huh?
Yeah.
And how do you, I mean, are you okay with it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? What does it do to you?
Yeah, I'm okay with it because for my family, I'm okay with it. Obviously, I wouldn't live in Rockland County if I didn't have a family. But
And you like Rockland County?
I like it for my kids.
You don't like it for yourself? You don't like it for yourself?
I like it for myself, too. We could afford a house in Pearl River where we couldn't afford a house in Southern Westchester at the time, 12 years ago. So that was the biggest reason. My wife grew up in Pearl River, so we knew it was a nice community. So, town of friendly people.
Oh, it's like a nice little love story you have with your wife. The movie I did when a man loves a woman, right?
Is that the one where everyone's got an alcohol problem?
Well, kind of, yeah. My wife does. My wife does.
You
and
got
the other actor, who's the other guy? Who's the other guy that died that was in there in that movie? Seymour or something?
Seymour Butts.
Hoffman? What? Right?
Seymour Butts?
Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Philip Seymour or whatever. Yeah.
Hoffman,
the one that died?
Right?
Heroin?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
He was like the sponsor or something. He was an alcoholic, too, in the movie. Probably also in real life, too, but yeah, that's...
But Andy Garcia's pimp hand was weak in that movie. She just was like, I'm drinking, I don't care. And he was like, oh, don't do it. The drink is not good for you. And she was like, I'm drinking, I don't care. I like it. I like my alcohol better than I like you. So there we go. There's the relationship right there. How does he not walk away from that relationship? It's terrible.
You obviously didn't watch the movie.
Oh, I watched the movie. And
no,
like
did
I
not
said,
watch the movie because you don't know what you're talking about.
And like I said, you're pimping.
Guys, take it easy. Guys, take it easy.
This Andy Garcia guy, he's got to toughen up. You know, usually these Latinos got much more machismo. This guy just let that woman, Meg Griffin walk all over you.
Look at this stereotype. No, she. I wanted to help her. She didn't need my help because she was strong enough to take care of her alcohol problem, okay? I heard about you and the gentle giant, what you're doing over there.
That place is great. Let's advertise the Gentle Giant. That place has...
You want to talk about Gentle Giant? Let's talk about Gentle Giant.
It has an awesome broken foosball table, which is really cool.
That's right. I think I'm the champion over there at that foosball table.
You are. I don't know how you beat me because you were bombed. You were blotted.
Was I really?
And you still beat me.
Mr. Miyagi training. But you're saying that they got a new foosball table there?
They got a new foosball table, so it's not broken anymore. So if you want to play foosball, you want to play cornhole, you want to have a few beers, you want to talk to the Gentle Giant, it's all there for you. It's right
Billy,
there.
Billy, I want to let you know that on the Dan Gervan podcast, if you see any advertising on any vehicles or anything, you know, want to give a quick shout-out, a quick plug, please do.
Okay. Well, right now there's a big truck in front of me with a truck with a Trump bumper sticker. This guy is just asking for people to key his car.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You got to continue to promote it, okay?
Yeah, there's a truck. And it's a Ford truck, an American-made truck with a Trump sticker.
Where is it? Where are you exactly, so people know?
I'm still on 9W. I'm still coming around. Remember, I said 7:32. I started on this, and we'll see how long it takes me to get through it.
Wow. I'm on 87 right now going north. I'm looking at the traffic coming down on 87. You look good right now from where I'm at. Yesterday, it was a parking lot. Yes, I'm surprised. I thought going to the Tappan Zee Bridge today in the rain after this rain would be pretty backed up, but right now it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this morning. This morning was interesting. My oldest daughter, who runs cross country track, had practice. So I drop her off. I come back to the house at 6 in the morning, and then the phone's ringing. Come pick me up. We're not practicing. Boom. Turn around. Back. Back. Go get her. Come back. You got to love your kids, don't you?
Oh, because of the rain, right?
Rain, and I think it was the lightning and the thunder. They would have ran if it was just rain.
You know what happened? I was talking about this earlier. Poor George had another seizure last night. My boy George.
No. Were you going to tell everybody what boy George is? Because they don't know. This huge audience needs to know.
No, they know already. My huge audience knows that George is a Palmer poodle. You know, my cute little dog is about 2.5 years old. And
George the dog.
And he's a good dog. But he's having these seizures maybe once every 2 months. A month and a half, I'd say.
Right.
But we just found that there's this natural oil that can reduce a lot of different ailments in dogs, including seizures.
Really?
Yeah. So we're pretty excited about that. We got to help out George. You know, he's been a part of my morning. I got to get out there really early, like around 5:30 to walk George to start off the day every morning.
Is it because he wants to or because you want to?
Because he does not want to. I mean, when I get him up off the bed, he's growling at me. He doesn't want to go at all.
Because my dog Frosty wants to go at 5 in the morning, and if we don't take him, he's just like, all right, I'll just pee on the floor. Bye. And he's 7 years old.
Your dog's a psychopath.
He is a psychopath. And he's the alpha dog.
He's running the house. Your dog's running the house. Your dog is running the house.
Yep, I agree.
All right, I don't see any advertising out here at all, you know, which I'm shocked. You know, I really am, Billy. Like, in terms of this whole advertising world, everyone's talking about the internet, but what about traffic? Don't you think that people should be taking advantage of this? Because the eyeballs are right there. People are bored, driving. But what if you had some nice advertising on your vehicle to drive people to your website? No pun intended. Drive them to your website. Wow.
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, we need some Dan Jovan podcast bumper stickers so people can start calling in and talking about their commute, too. Because
I agree. Andy was saying that... If it didn't sound like him, it sounded like Grover from Sesame Street. But he was saying that the other day. But I need a new logo. I got to do a whole thing. Terrible.
Well, Maureen's an art teacher, so you could get her help.
Oh, could she make me a logo?
She can make you a logo.
Why you say it like that?
He's going to make you a loco.
You know, we did have Dice on the show the other day.
That's what I was getting
at. What?
Dice. The Dice Man? You had Dice and Andy Garcia and Trump. You're getting the big guests. How do you only have 4 listeners or 4 people that can download your podcast?
Well, you know, again, I'm not advertising this thing, and I should be. I should be practicing. Oh, there's a car just blew by me, though. The other day, Trump was in here, and he was telling me how I drive like a little old lady. But it's true. I don't want to get into any accidents. So, I like to observe a lot to see what's going on out here. But, you know, that's why I like the slow traffic, because then everybody's driving my speed, you know, where I can see everything.
Yeah, I see that. Well, I'm on the bridge now, so it was 7:32, so it took me 10 minutes to get around that circle today.
Which isn't
that bad. It's usually 15 minutes.
You have 7:32, I have 7:42.
No, it started at 7:32 when I just hit the circle.
Oh, gotcha.
And I first hit the loop on 9W, so it took 10 minutes to get around the loop and onto the bridge.
I don't even know what loop you're talking about on 9W. I have no idea where
you go. You go to the Mountain House, right past Stack College. You make a left at the Mountain House. You go up. You get on 9W. You make a left on 9W. You go 9W north, and you keep going on that, and then you can go onto the highway from there.
Oh, so you're going right. You're making a right off of 9W. Onto the bridge.
The 9W just goes straight into the bridge. Yeah, you hit the circle and then you got on the bridge.
Yeah, you go right. I don't know what circle you're talking about, but I know. I think I know where you get on. You go through Nyack, right?
Yep.
And you pass over 59.
Nope.
Countywaste.com for heading up. It's a big waste truck heading up towards the Monroe area. A lot of, that's got to be a tough job. But I'm just getting on to 287 right now. It's 7:44. I am running late big time today. We got a special guest on the show. His name is Billy Collins. This guy is some coach. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you, he is some coach right now. Okay?
I'm wearing my state champion shirt right now.
Yeah, man. Billy Collins coaches hockey, soccer. What else do you coach, Billy?
Softball.
What else?
I used to do baseball.
You're a cornhole coach, right?
Cornhole.
Talk to me about your passion for coaching.
No, I won't.
Okay. All right.
I would say it's a passion. It's more of a sickness.
How many years have you been coaching?
Half the time you love it, and then half the time you go, why don't I simplify my life and stop doing this? Oh, wait, I got Hershey's ice cream truck right in front of me. Strawberry, sensational strawberry, moose tracks, ice cream truck.
Nice. And It's a delivery truck? What is that?
I don't know. I think it must be a delivery truck, yeah. Exciting, right?
So it's a Hershey's delivery truck, and you are where exactly?
On the Tappan Zee Bridge. I will not be calling this the Mario Cuomo Faccia Brutta Bridge.
You're not a big fan of Mario?
No. Nope. I don't like the way he shoehorned his dad's name into the bridge, which was completely unnecessary. And Tappan Zee has a big history, right? Isn't it like the name of some tribe or something, or some Indians or something like that? I mean, there is a history. So now that the Tappan Zee Bridge is called the Mario Cuomo Bridge, do we now call Tappan Zee High School Mario Cuomo High School? Because there is no Tappan Zee Bridge. There's no Tappan Zee. There's no town named Tappan Zee. And there's no bridge named Tappan Zee, so you
official?
Have to change the name. The Mario Cuomo High School.
Is that
School.
Official? Is that
what,
official?
That called, what, the bridge is called Mario Cuomo officially, yeah.
Really? Here's a Terex truck. I don't know what it is. They're mixing cement. But I didn't know that. That was official.
Yeah.
Gary Pure truck. I didn't know that was official. I'm always going to call that Tappan Zee, because the history I have is commuting over that with my father, painting houses. We'd always go over the Tappan Zee Bridge. But I can't call that my Cuomo Bridge.
No, it's not the Cuomo Bridge. There's no way. Now, if Tappan Zee High School gets called Mario Cuomo High School, what would their mascot be? The Mario Cuomo Hitmen.
Wow, that's crazy. But what was the purpose of changing the name?
His dad was alleged to have mob ties, right?
Why would they change the name?
Why would they change the name of the bridge?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because his son wants to shoehorn his dad's name into it.
I have a feeling I know why.
I want my daddy to like me. I'm going to name the bridge after him.
I got a feeling I know why. And we could talk about that off the air, my friend.
Why the bridge is named Mario Cuomo?
Yeah, I have a feeling why they're making that. That's a red flag for Rockland. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're even hinting at.
All right, yeah, we'll talk about that off the air, okay? We're here live, but not really, on the Banjo Van podcast. I'm talking to Billy Collins, special guest.
You could edit this, right? Because I think we have to change my name. I'm going to lose my job from this podcast.
Why? What are we talking about that's so bad? We're not talking about anything that's bad.
Oh, they're going to say, well, he said something about Latino men should be more machismo. He said Mario Cuomo had mob ties, making fun of Italians.
Wow. Wow, you really did. You really did. He said all of these other things. Maybe that fourth follower is your principal. Yeah, if you want to...
He made a joke. No, it's so funny. How do comedians even make a living anymore? Everything you say that's recorded like this can be thrown at you later on in life somehow. And, like, it's, like, impossible. When I was a kid, we used to go to Anderson's Bookshop in Larchmont. And my friend and I would permanently borrow joke books from Anderson's Bookshop. And there would be categories like Polish jokes, black jokes, Democrat, Republican jokes, Polish jokes, women jokes, sex jokes. And we would laugh and read them and never think twice about them. Now, it's a fireable offense to say anything or to even look at somebody nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, that's just the, sometimes though, you just can't care. You just gotta be yourself. I mean, world is too sensitive, right?
Yeah.
But you're not an offensive guy. You don't go out there offending people.
No.
You know?
But I'm in a position where people that don't like me for other reasons will use anything to try to be like, oh, look what he said. He shouldn't be blah, 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 blah. So.
Why, that's good. Because you're a gym teacher?
No. It's not the teaching part. It's the coaching part.
Really? It's more of the coaching part. William Patterson University, exit 59. We are on 287, and we are flying. I am shocked right now.
I just crossed the bridge. You know what? Traffic might not be as bad today because of tomorrow's a Jewish holiday. So maybe...
Yeah, but tomorrow's a holiday.
Maybe our Jewish friends said, you know what? I'm going to take Tuesday off, too. I'm going to have a double weekend. A double prize.
A double prize, as we call it. Give me two.
I'll eat them both at the same time.
The chef.
Oh, John Travolta's here.
How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing good. I saw a movie you were in, and it was I forgot what it was. But it was about you had a wife who was killed. Oh, it was called The Rat. I am Rat. And you were like Charles Bronson in Death Wish, getting your revenge on all these guys that had anything to do with your wife and the cover-up of the murder of your wife. You were like a badass, but your wig was really bad, though. It was very obvious that you had a wig on.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
You were in it. Is your memory that bad?
You know, I did so many movies at one point, I lost track.
Well... The only one that matters is Saturday Night Fever, so.
Kadosh! Exit. We're passing exit 58. That's Oakland. And I don't see any advertising out here at all. I may have to change the name of this show or the theme of this thing, because I don't see anything. Nobody's, the traffic, maybe there's a buildup coming up. I see some red lights coming. Red lights, you know what that means, Billy?
No, I don't.
That means eyeballs.
eyeballs. It's starting to slow down here.
Is it pouring in New Jersey?
What?
Is it pouring in New Jersey? I'm in Yonkers, and I got my wipers on full blast, man. It's pouring.
No, it's not. It's not pouring over here at all. Just a couple of drops. Nothing major. Nothing major at all. As we're getting out to 57, it looks like a couple of things going on the other side of the highway. People just love slowing down, looking at a mess. They just love it. Look at this. Like, all these trucks with these lights on should have signs on it communicating something in their website or something. No, police cars should have advertising on it because people slow down when they see the lights. It's unbelievable.
I got to give a shout-out to Narshan Deli. This coffee is on point. I'm feeling a lot.
Nice. Yeah?
Yeah. It's $2, though. It's two. It's two. It's $2 a coffee.
I got the Narshan
Lodge.
Ferrara Foods. Just past Ferrara Foods. Walmart. There's a Walmart truck. Dominating, right? Well, Amazon's coming for them. Wow, it's a parking lot on the other side. Donnelly Farms. A lot of trucks. A lot of big trucks with their advertising. That's about it. You don't see any cars out here. I was thinking, like, how come companies don't hire someone, right? Wrap up, I'm sure they do, but you don't see enough of it, where they wrap up the car and all that advertising and have them get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Go drop around in traffic all day. Why not?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. Hey, you know what I do with my coffee, though? I do half decaf, half regular. Because now I'm getting old and older, and yeah. Because I got addicted to 7-Eleven.
Allstate Flooring, 201-819-8991. Go ahead, Billy.
No one's calling it, Dan. No one's calling it.
Maybe the fourth person is going to call.
Wait, let's advertise for 7-Eleven Crumb Cake Coffee. Because I was addicted to that all summer. And then I had a big thing of it once. Like, it must have been 24 ounces. And I was jumping. I was like, what is wrong with me? I feel like I want to run headfirst through a window. And then I realized, after peeing like 30 times, I was like, maybe I'm drinking too much coffee. So now I do the half-calf. I do the half-calf.
You're like my mom. She can't sleep if she has decaf coffee. She can't sleep. Well,
yeah. I do half calf.
I have like 5 cups of coffee a day. I'm fine. I sleep like a baby.
Do you have it right before bed? Do you have it after dinner?
I have it on my nightstand. I sip it with a straw.
That must be the Serbian in you.
Totally the Serbian side.
The Serbians have to sleep through bombs going off at night. So,
yeah, exactly.
So like if I die, I die. But I got to get some sleep. So,
look.
We still on?
Hello?
Uh oh. Yeah. Okay. We're back.
Yeah, I had a call coming in there. Just I think. The show kind of knocked it off. But you know what, Billy, this has been great. Because I actually got to do some work right now. But
I'm passing by Stu Leonard's in Yonkers, just so everyone knows, and the rain slowed down. So everyone come out. Go to your job. Have a good time. And thanks for joining the podcast. The best podcast there is on the air. People just don't know it yet. That's the problem.
And Billy, we got to go to the Gentle Giant soon, okay, my friend?
Gentle Giant it is.
But also, we got to try out Mickey's. We got to try that.
Oh, Mickey's in Pearl River, the new place, yeah.
Wings look really good over there, right?
Absolutely. We'll give it a shot, and then we'll let all our listeners know what they should do, if they should go there.
Thank you so much for joining the show this morning. I really appreciate it, my friend.
It was fun. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's